But the old saying, if you ask how many guns someone has, it's somewhere between more than one and not enough. So I have more than one and not enough in a lot of different types. Handguns, pistol, semi-automatic, rifle.
You could say Gary Brill is a firearms fanatic. He's a member of both the NRA and the U.S. Practical Shooting Association. He's been shooting for almost 30 years, taking part in local competitions, buying his own targets, even making his own bullets at home. Brill also makes time to practice once or twice a week at shooting ranges near his home in Kendall.
I compete against myself to see if I can shoot better. You're nervous when you get up there to shoot, but after the first bullet, all that nervousness goes out and you're calm. It's fun.
And gun enthusiasts like Brill exist in significant numbers in and around South Florida. The area boasts 4 shooting clubs, and there's no shortage of gun shops or shooting ranges either. Over 400 entities in South Florida have a federal firearms license, the only requirement to sell guns in the state. And that includes stores and groups from Weston to Wynwood to West Palm Beach.
You're a gun enthusiast in Florida. You have everybody you can pretty much fit in a group. You have your hunters. You have your collectors. You have your people that use them, whether they're security guards or cops or ex-military or whatever. Your biggest customer, again, is the one worried about personal safety.
Rob Tillman is general manager at Gun World of South Florida. That's a retailer and shooting range located in a strip mall in Deerfield Beach.
A lot of people believe that firearms are registered to the owner, and they are not in the state of Florida. So you would have to have a concealed weapon permit.
According to the State Department of Agriculture, guns are popular in the most urbanized areas of Florida. 1/4 of the state-issued concealed carry licenses belong to South Florida residents. Tillman says most customers use his facility to shoot for sport or professional purposes. But because their interest involves firearms, they're often regarded with skepticism.
People think, oh, well, you're some kind of crazy person, you're some kind of lunatic. Guns are a piece of metal. They don't do anything you don't want them to do. And to call all gun owners bad because some people use them is crazy.
For people like Eric Alexander, owning a gun is a family tradition. The Miami native began hunting around age 7 with his father, and just recently started passing the hobby on to his 12-year-old daughter. But Alexander says it's more than just the father-daughter time he's grateful for.
It's really important for the kid to understand the basics of firearm safety. If we, the parents, don't teach them, they're going to get taught somewhere else, and I'd rather be responsible for the way they are taught versus what they see on TV.
Alexander says it's the lack of education on firearms that causes some to write off an interest in guns as lunacy.
I think the public in general is getting the wrong message. It's not about the video games. It's more about the camaraderie that comes with a hunting tradition and also a shooting sport tradition. It's part of our American heritage.
I'm Rachel Morello in Miami.